Good morning, and welcome to the second edition of the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce radio show. I'm Pat O'Dowd, Business Development Manager at the Chamber. I'm joined with my good friend and partner, celebrity Tim Booth, Events and Legislative Affairs Manager. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. Can you believe it?
No.
Show two.
Show two. Part two. Part deuce. I honestly expected our contract to be, to get 2020. But here we are with the opportunity to talk to the Jackson community, tell the good story, the great story of all the things happening in Jackson. I want to tease people a little bit, Tim. We've got breaking news that we just shared on K105.3.
That's it. We're on a media tour out here at the McKibben Media Group in the halls of the WKHM and all the other...
The hallowed halls.
This is like radio royalty out here. Even though it's my second time, I'm in awe of what happens out here, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. Great to be in the County National Bank Studios. What do you think about our intro song?
Joe Walsh.
I'm a music guy. I'm a music guy.
Yeah, I know that we had a couple thousand fans participate in our selection of the song, and it came down to Life's Been Good to Me So Far, Joe Walsh.
And it absolutely has. Pat, you may not know, that's a 1978 classic.
I was three.
That was over 40 years ago. This music in the late 70s and 80s is timeless. It's timeless. That was over 40 years ago. What's your favorite line from that song?
Well, Tim, favorite line would have to be, "It's hard to leave when you can't find the door." That kind of described my early 20s. Fortunately for me, I'm in life number two. That's a past life. But we're not here to talk about me, Tim. We're here to talk about the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to be a great show today.
I bet it is.
We've got a call.
Yeah, this is Arthur from Jackson, longtime listener of the Chamber Show. Good morning, guys. Glad to see your contract was extended. I gotta ask, though, without networking events, what in the heck does a Chamber of Commerce do?
Arthur, we appreciate it. This is 2 months in a row. Arthur, it's almost as if he's a part of the show. Arthur, certainly appreciate you listening.
Do we have a groupie?
I think, Arthur, 2 months in a row, I think it's official. But, Tim, he asked a good question. You know, a lot of people, when I'm out in the community talking to business owners, one of the big question marks for people about the Chamber is, isn't it just a networking group? Is that what the Chamber of Commerce is? Are we just a networking group?
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. If nothing else, I want the folks to understand that we connect people, we connect businesses, we grow their people, and we protect their businesses. Those are the three principles of what we do. It's much, 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 much more than just a networking organization.
In fact, Tim, we haven't had an event in quite some time. They've all been 2020'd, as we like to say. They've been 2020'd. We've had to go in a different direction, and I think it's provided the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce and its members an opportunity to really, truly prove our value to the community, to our members, to the staff, to the board of directors. You mentioned our three pillars. We try to protect businesses through our legislative and advocacy work. Can you touch on that a little bit, Tim? What's been going on legislatively? You are the events and legislative affairs manager. What's going on in that front?
Well, we've kind of turned the corner from summer to fall, and it's going to be an interesting fall, isn't it, with the elections and so forth. So we're going to carry a prominent role in that, communicating information, getting information about what's happening legislatively to our community. So it's going to be an important time of the year, particularly this fall. We've got plans, even though we may not be able to have events in person. But one of our goals is we want to get a candidate forum so that we can put some of the candidates directly in front of our community to answer questions and help educate our community. So we're still going with that. It may look a little bit different. It may not be a luncheon as you're accustomed to, but that doesn't stop us from trying to fulfill the mission of protecting business, educating. And I have to tell you that one of the things that we're really working strong on right now is a new legislative committee. You know, we couldn't do what we do at the chamber without lots of other people, energy, and service. And our legislative committee's taking shape. We're going to be going forward that, and that's going to be impactful for our community and the business.
Jackson legend Chrissy Siders, president and CEO of CP Financial Credit Union, is the chair of that legislative committee. What would you say the goal of the committee is, Tim?
Well, I think the goal will be maybe twofold. We're still working through the specifics, but I would certainly think that the goal of our legislative committee would be to advise the chamber on business-friendly legislation, help to influence positive commerce through legislation. I think that would be one of the things. And then we've got to fulfill our role of educating the community with legislative type things. And then probably a third one is to continue to grow the relationships between the chamber businesses, and decision makers. I would say primarily locally and at a state level. So, you know, they've got a lot on their plate, and they're gonna serve the mission of the chamber well.
Well, that certainly makes a difference for our member business owners who are experts at their own industry. Gives them an opportunity to run their business. And if they have questions on local policies, state policies, federal policies, they can always give you a call in the office.
They can. And there's a lot of resources available to us at the chamber, whether it be locally. The Michigan Chamber's been a fantastic resource for questions. And then actually on a national level, too, the U.S. Chamber. So that's one way that we can fulfill our obligation to our community, our members, and our citizens.
And I think I seen you downtown, Tim, having lunch with Mayor Derek Dobies.
I did. That would be part of trying to grow the communication lines and exchanging ideas about how the chamber and our goals fits in with the legislative manners of the city. So, you know, we meet regularly with the mayor, the city manager, Jonathan Green, and all of the city council to keep that communication going so that they can hear from us what we're hearing from our members and the community as a whole, and vice versa.
Well, I hope you are satisfied with that answer, Arthur. We certainly appreciate your call. But, Tim, you mentioned a couple other ways that the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce is serving the community. We protect your business, which we went over. We grow your people. We offer leadership development programs, committees, and we'll actually be joined by one of our committee members in the second half of the show. But one of the more important things that we do, we try to connect our businesses, our business members, to the community, and vice versa. We try to connect the community to our members. We tell their stories. We've got 740 local businesses that have joined the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. So if you join the chamber, you're connected to a business organization with 740 members and almost 38,000 employees, Tim. That's a pretty solid network to get connected to. And along those lines of connecting the community and our businesses together, Tim, what was that earth-shattering, groundbreaking news that we dropped a little bit earlier on K105.3?
Yeah, and again, that's lends itself to the empire that's out here. We were on a media tour, and we only went three. We're going to go three offices.
Did you ever think that the two of us would be on a media tour?
No.
Slow news day?
No. PJ Fleck has nothing on me now. I've been on a media tour for a
while. I'm looking forward to you running down the hallway and diving into the chamber staff.
Maybe
so what's the breaking news, Tim? For those that weren't over on K105.3, Arthur talked about networking events being canceled. Unfortunately, we had to announce today that one of our famous events got the 2020 Ziggy.
Yep. And that's unfortunate. I mean, networking and socialization, they kind of go hand in hand. It's almost synonymous. So, you know, we've got to address and change and go with the times. And as Arthur suggests, what else do you do? Well, we continue to help our stakeholders. And as you say, Jaxpo, the legend, is going to be parked. Because of 2020.
But, not canceled forever.
No.
Just taking a 2020 break.
Jaxpo's far too valuable to our community to give it a permanent Ziggy. So, you know, what else can we do? How can we fulfill our mission? And we've come up, Pat, with something that's really remarkable. It is a month-long celebration.
Wow, you've got me already.
Of all things Jackson.
All things Jackson.
And you know what?
All month long. What's
so
it
from
called?
From October 1st to October 31st. And I tell you, I think we hit it out of the park with this name.
When you keep saying we, Tim, let's not take too much credit. Our guest that's going to be Bridget Simone, actually, from Community Choice Credit Union, came up with the name. What is the name that Bridget came up with?
Jaxtober.
Jaxtober. Is that a play on Jaxpo?
Jaxpo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, we're excited. It's a month-long celebration and acknowledgement and support of everything Jackson. All Jackson, all month. That's the basic premise and how we can benefit all of the stakeholders in our community.
So not just chamber member businesses, not just people that have bought into the organization. We are trying to promote everything about Jackson, destinations, the businesses, the nonprofit community, all month long. So, Tim, we're encouraging people to spend their money where?
Jackson.
So stay off Amazon, right?
Stay off Amazon.
Sorry, and Jeff.
God bless him. Jeff Bezos? Is that the fellow's name? What a American success story that guy is.
You know, he's a couple spots ahead of me on the Forbes Wealthiest Men in America list.
Is he?
Jeff Bezos. I'm chasing him, though.
$193 billion.
So he's got enough money, right?
He's got plenty of money, and he's wonderful. He's got 935,000 employees, and that's a wonderful commerce and capitalism success story. But you know where he's not?
He's not in Jackson.
He's not at our churches. He's not at our Kiwanis clubs. He's not at Andy's getting a Coney.
He's never been in the County National Bank studio with local legend GOC.
I assume not. So, but we are. Jeff Bezos isn't here. Amazon's not here. But we are. And this is what this is about. It is a method by which we can celebrate our businesses and maybe create new habits. And we've got a month-long promotion and ideas that are really, I think, remarkable.
Okay. We've teased the audience a little bit. We're going to take a break. Coming up on the second half, we're going to have Bridget Simone from Community Choice Credit Union, and we'll go into more detail about Jaxpo. Stay tuned. The Chamber Radio Show. Welcome back to the Chamber Show here in the County National Bank studio. News Talk 970 or 101.5 FM. I'm Pat O'Dowd, Business Development Manager for the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, here with my good friend and partner, Tim Booth, Events and Legislative Affairs Manager. Tim, we've been joined in the studio by newly crowned. Bridget, I'm not sure if you're ready for this, but you have been crowned Miss Jaxtober, the first ever Miss Jaxtober. Congratulations.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, I'm just really excited about everything Jaxtober. You know, the committee was brainstorming, and we thought it was really important to be able to still do something for the chamber members and the community at large, and I'm just thrilled the way that this has all come together.
What an amazing committee that Jaxpo committee is, and thank you, Bridget. I think you hit it out of the park with that name, Jaxtober. I don't know you know, how it came to you, but certainly thank you for that. How long have you been on that Jaxpo committee?
Let's see. This is my second year with the Jaxpo committee. You know, I just really love it. It's a great group. I love the Jaxpo event itself. We really enjoy, Community Choice really enjoys coming out and being there. And, you know, I also am a member. I'm also an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, it's just such a great opportunity. Really love to be able to get out there and do that networking with our local business members and community members. And it's always just it's a great, great experience.
Well, we certainly thank you for your service. I know last year, Tim, it was your first Jaxpo, and towards the end of it, you started a chant, "We are
Jackson."
We are
Jackson.
That was a pretty exciting moment, and I think it kind of led into this promotion this month, or Jaxtober, all Jackson, all month. Tim, tell us a little bit more about Jaxtober.
Well, we kind of teased you and introduced you, and Bridget's got just such a wonderful name for it. But much more than that, the committee has come up with something special. So what is going to make Jaxtober so special? So what's going to be involved, again, is all Jackson all the time. But all you have to do is sign up for our Jaxtober emails and communications. And every day in October, those folks will get an email and some sort of email or social communication with highlights of the previous day's photos that have been submitted. More about that and why that is so important and beneficial to those that participate. But maybe a selfie at any local destination. You can shop there, you can eat there, you can ride your bike there, you can visit there. Anything Jackson can be submitted. We're going to have trivia questions courtesy of Experience Jackson. We're going to have a daily suggestion about what to do in our community. Be a visitor in your own community. There's tons of things to do. And then we're going to have a featured business of the day for all 31 days. And they're going to roll out some very, very attractive specials and promotions for that. So that's what a subscriber to Jaxtober can look forward to every day. But maybe the sexiest thing we got going is with our grand prize.
Our what?
Packet. Grand prize package. And Bridget, why don't you tell what the grand prize package is?
All right, are you guys ready for this? So this is exciting. So the grand prize for the Jaxtober will be 20, yes, 20 $50 gift cards.
20?
20
$50 gift cards. Winner.
To one winner, absolutely. And it will be gift cards to local Jackson businesses, restaurants, shops. You know, we're just really excited about this. You're going to see some, definitely some Jackson favorites in that mix, like Hinckley's Bakery in the Parlor, Hinckley's. The Dirty Bird, Grand River Brewery, Oak Tree, and many, many more. So we are just thrilled about being able to offer this gift package.
It's fantastic. It'll knock your socks off. If you can't find somewhere on this list that is your favorite, I'd be surprised. It's a fantastic list. Greg, give me a calculator.
I took off my shoes. We do not need a calculator. Using my 10 digits, fingers and toes, I was able to calculate that very quickly. That is $1,000. $1,000 in gift cards going out to the winner. Tim, how do you get registered? So you've talked about we're going to have the communication going out all month. What are the four steps for listeners, for Jackson community residents, to get engaged with Jaxtober and put themselves in the running for those $20, $50 gift cards?
Absolutely. So it's a really simple process. You're going to come to the Chamber website and you'll get registered at the Chamber website. You'll see a tab there for Jack Stober. Really simple registration process. You're going to start receiving those daily emails, and then you'll download the Experience Jackson Tours app. And what we want you to do is visit local businesses, go out to the trails, go to Cascades, go downtown and get a bite to eat. Take a picture and share it with the hashtag Jack Stober and Jackson, Michigan, and there you go. You'll be entered.
That's easy. So go to jacksonchamber.org/Jackstober. That's JAXTOBER for more information. Bridget, we certainly thank you for joining us. Bridget is from Community Choice Credit Union, doing outstanding things. Three local branches here in Jackson. And we thank you, the listeners. Arthur, we'll talk to you next month, buddy. We appreciate the call. For Tim Booth, Pat O'Dowd saying, have a great day from the Chamber.
Great day, everyone.
What does wealth mean to you?